Let's give a bit of praise. We love we get an opportunity like this on the programme. A few weeks ago, we covered a story about the difficulties faced by people with learning or physical disabilities in finding a job. And one charity which helps that section of our society is indeed Barnardo's. They have a restaurant in Belfast called Dr. B's, which is a hub for training young people in the catering industry. The restaurant is so successful, it's led to two of the trainee chefs winning top awards. Claire McCaughey is the manager of Dr. B's. Morning, Claire.
Morning, Frank.
Just for people who aren't totally familiar with where Dr. B's is, explain your location to us.
Right. Dr. B's kitchen is in Bridge Street in Belfast. Bridge Street is, you know, where the main GPO is, the big GPO, across the road from that.
Lovely job. So people now know where they are heading towards, because apparently the food in here is outstanding.
Oh, absolutely, yes. We pride ourselves in working very hard to make sure we do good quality food.
Now, two teenage trainee chefs from Dr. B's Kitchen in the city centre. They're celebrating after winning gold and silver medals at no less than the IFEX 2016 Culinary Ability Awards.
Yes, that's right. That was Lauren McCracken, and Lauren won a gold. And then Jordan Jenkins. Jordan, well, got a silver medal. We would enter the Culinary Ability Awards every year. It's either in Belfast or Dublin, or indeed we go to London as well, to Hotel Olympia. So it was Belfast this year.
And how many people with some form of challenge would be coming forward to express their abilities in the culinary world?
Well, certainly through Dr. B's. We work with the special schools that we have in Northern Ireland. And when the young people are at school, if they're showing an interest in catering, then we'll ask them to come along and work sample. So they come along and work in our restaurant for an agreed period as part of their school life, so they can make a wee decision as to whether it's the hospitality industry that they want to work in the future.
And what sort of drills do they go through?
Well, when they come to us full time, if they've agreed to come along, they're doing a full-time training program here lasting for up to 2 years. And during that time, we would work very hard on a lot of the skills, like any employer will be looking for, like attendance, timekeeping, behaviour in the workplace, those kind of skills. But alongside that, then they will gain accredited qualifications. They can work to up to level 2 in their NVQ in hospitality. They also do the food hygiene certificate, health and safety certificates. They do the work on their essential skills when they're still here. So there's lots of programs for them and qualifications for them to gain.
Yeah, it's no ordinary food that these young people are preparing. Lauren was doing her seared duck fillet with the ravioli stuffed with orange and whatever, and Jordan preparing a crisp pan fried salmon fillet with a Mediterranean potato, and there's the fennel melody in there as well, and she picked up the silver award. It does sound like as if it's pretty cutting edge cuisine that you're introducing all the trainees to.
That is what they were working, yes, they worked on for the competition. We would have a menu that we change every week, and which we call our specials, and then we also do a range of other foods, you know, your toasties and snacks and things alongside of that. So they get an opportunity to work in a good variety of food. So when we're trying to move them on from Dr. B's, we'll look at where their skills and strengths are and indeed their preferences, and then try and match that up with some sort of employment, an employer outside, so they can continue on with those skills.
And how important is it that you get employers outside who'll cooperate with you?
Oh, that's absolutely vital to the programme. But I think having the restaurant here in Dr. B's, we can give them a good base training. So when they do move on to the work experience, the employer is getting a pretty skilled and knowledgeable, you know, young person who's already worked in the industry, albeit in a sheltered environment or a protected environment.
And Dr. B's, can you drop by for lunch any time? You know, can anyone drop by for lunch at Dr. B's?
We're open Monday to Friday up until 3 o'clock every day. So we're, yep.
Okay.
Breakfast and lunches.
The menu's there. Claire, congratulations to your young colleagues, and thanks for speaking to us. Thank you.
No problem now. Thank you, Frank.
Claire McCaughey there from Dr. B's. Very proud of Lauren McCracken from Cumber and Jordan Jenkins from Ballyclare.
The Frank Mitchell phone-in on U105. Conversation for you.